Good morning. It is Sunday, September 29th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me, Becca Martin-Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Many things will be mispronounced in this segment.
Disclaimer. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Or just not pronounced at all, because this is a story about a little boy who grew up in Bhutan, which, if you need to know, is bordered by India on the south and Tibet on the north.
Yes.
And entered the monastery when he was nine.
All right.
And then somehow wound up in Fayetteville trying to raise money to rebuild the monastery, which was taken down to the foundation in a fire last summer.
Tell me more.
His name is Tinley Ropke, and you'll hear him around here referred as Lama Tinley because he is a teacher. Apparently, most families in his childhood village sent at least a child to the monastery, but it wasn't necessarily the child's choice.
Right.
He asked to go when he was eight.
So he, okay.
If he had stayed in Bhutan, he would be in what is called life retreat, which means living alone somewhere secluded. His students would come to him there. He would never leave unless another teacher needed him enough to ask him to come. Instead, he's living in Northwest Arkansas. He's meditating, teaching, working as a carpenter, owns a shop. But he still has these ties to Bhutan.
Understandably.
And he wants to raise money to rebuild, and here's where the mispronunciation happened, the Wangdu Fodrang Dzong, which is the monastery he was a little boy in.
And that was engulfed in flames.
It was built in 1638 by the founder of Bhutan.
Oh, my.
It was repaired in 1837 after a fire, and in 1897 after an earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the big fire last summer. Lama Tinley says that it's a loss not just for him or for his country, but for the world, because it played a significant role in the advancement of a particular sect of Buddhism, which ultimately became the state religion of Bhutan. So, there you go.
And the fund, there is a fund drive, a fundraiser
here? There is
here.
A fundraiser going on. It includes all kinds of food from the kitchens of the Himalayas, and Twin Kitchen Thai, and music by Shoren Cockrum and Donovan, Rachel, and Anne, a slideshow about Bhutan, and a silent auction. And all of this happens at 6 o'clock Friday. Where else would it happen in Fayetteville?
I'm going to guess St. Paul's.
Good guess! Because Father Lowell has an open door for everybody. It happens at Parish Hall, and tickets are $20 for adults, $35 for couples, and $12 for students and youth young, older than six. And you can get them at the Himalayan Mountain Shop on Block Avenue in Fayetteville or by calling 530-2574. Lama Tinley will deliver the proceeds in person in February.
That's a great story.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
Also this afternoon, City Lights.
Oh, yes.
The Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Stephen Bias, accompanying the silent film City Lights at 2 o'clock at the Arend Arts Center.
This doesn't happen that often.
No.
I mean, Frank Scheid, who knows all about Chaplin, I've had a conversation with him in the last couple of months. He said, no, this just does not happen that often.
And this is the same weekend as the Buster Keaton
in Kansas
thing in Iola, Kansas, which is where I'm from, because Buster Keaton was born in Pickway, Kansas, on his way to a vaudeville show.
That's right. Well, so, on his parents' way to a...
Well, he was on his way,
well,
too.
That's, yes, absolutely.
Anyway, this afternoon's performance is at 2, and tickets are $5 to $25. You should make reservations by calling 841-4644. The last performance of The Wizard of Oz is this afternoon at Rogers Little Theater at 2 o'clock.
And check at their website. They have these things called rush tickets that they're kind of releasing just before, because this, the demand for this show has been...
insane.
Yes.
Well, it's not often you get flying monkeys and flying witches.
I think that's a fair
and,
thing to say.
Yeah,
right.
All of this in Northwest
Arkansas. A melting
Arkansas.
Witch.
A melting witch.
Spoiler alert, yes.
Yes. So check this out. Check out their website or call 631-8988. Last performance of Cinderella at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale.
Wow.
Remember, that happens at 3 o'clock
right.
at ACO. And the All You Need to Know show.
That's tonight.
Yes, at 7 o'clock at Maxine's Tap Room in Fayetteville. Of course, has to do with Erica Wilhite and Morgan Hicks, who make interesting things happen.
And what they do is they have a word that has been picked at random, and then they invite area poets and singers and performers to riff on that word. And the word tonight?
Is bicycle.
Yeah.
So check
if you're not
it
too
out.
Tired, You can go.
Oh, I'm going now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.